Hi, everybody, and welcome to this week's Tangerine Dream Team Free the Land Show. We have a great call-in guest tonight, Josh Hart, who is the director of Stop Smart Meters. .org if you go to that website. I think he's on the line right now. Did it get you there?
Hello.
Hi. Josh?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Okay. Hello.
All right.
Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. I know you've been I can't hear myself. This Freedom's with me, and I'm Coral Reef, and we know you've been out at the Wellington truck sites early in the morning, and you've been doing a lot of interviews, and could you fill us in on what's been going on with the Stop Smart Meters this week?
Yes, well, basically PG&E is coming into the county intent on breaking the law, which is, that the county has an ordinance prohibiting smart meter installation. Together with 42 other cities and counties around the state who have taken a stand and said we do not want the smart meters or the mesh network, mesh wireless network in our community. Santa Cruz County has an ordinance for the unincorporated areas. Watsonville has an ordinance. Capitola has an ordinance. And PG&E is saying we don't care about local democracy. We won't respect your laws. We can do whatever we want, and we only answer to the Public Utilities Commission. So they're coming in, they're threatening to come in and install Santa Cruz County with the new digital wireless smart meters that have been making people very, very sick, and they are a cancer risk, according to the World Health Organization. So this is really an emergency situation for the Santa Cruz area, and people need to mobilize if they don't want to see these meters, and there's really important reasons why we need to keep them out. We've had thousands of complaints of headaches, nausea, dizziness, other really bad health impacts all over the state, and we don't want that in Santa Cruz County. We've heard about plants dying, bees being driven from their hives in agricultural areas, and Santa Cruz County is too beautiful and relatively pristine. And we need to defend the county from this onslaught, from this attack by corporate criminals who are basically putting profit above health and safety of people who live in Santa Cruz County.
There has been an ordinance against implementing these, and what gives them the right to think they can go in and make deals and try to overturn that?
Right. I mean, exactly. You know, local counties and cities are, in a lot of cases, our last defense against substances or programs that may harm our health. And, you know, we depend upon the county. The county council, Dana McCray, has sent a letter to PG&E saying we are intent on enforcing our ordinance, and law enforcement personnel will be dispatched if there are installations to take place. But we haven't seen any. You know, PG&E moved their trucks back into the yard at 38th and Portola down in Pleasure Point. They can go by there and see them now. There's like 26 trucks sitting there. And we anticipated that they would move them out and start installing Monday morning, so we called an emergency protest. About 50 or 60 people showed up, many people intent on civil disobedience, on blocking the trucks from exiting the yard, and no one ever showed. So we had a successful protest, and it's apparent that PG&E claims that they installed anyway elsewhere in the county with other trucks, so they're playing these games. You know, they're using unmarked vehicles, sneaking around neighborhoods during working hours, hoping to catch people away from home so they can install without any resistance. And they've encountered a tremendous amount of resistance as they continue to build out the smart grid, which is not so smart as it turns out.
They weren't counting on a lot of resistance at first. I know that they have their own meetings to counter the activities of the protesters and the civil disobedience.
Really, they've been trying to drive attention away from the fact that, you know, these meters put out 100 times the radiation exposure of a cell phone. The radiation that they emit has just been connected by the World Health Organization to a number of cases of brain tumors and other tumors. This is a huge change in position by the World Health Organization, who for years had said, oh, cell phones are safe, Wi-Fi is safe, don't worry about it, there's no evidence. now all of a sudden they're saying, we looked at the evidence and it doesn't look good. So you know, it's a sort of a call out, a warning that like the path we're going down into wireless technology proliferating everywhere, you know, burdening the airwaves with electrosmog, and you know, kids trying to develop in the womb and also in the environment, in that kind of environment, is really, really could have devastating impacts, you know, down the line. There's direct evidence that wireless radiation harms DNA, and you know, how much worse can you get than that? So yeah, it's serious. People are getting sick. There's been a woman living in my driveway for a couple of weeks because she's in her van with her cat, because she has been driven from her home because she can't get her neighbor's smart meters removed. So even like people have heard about this delay line, which you know you can call, and it certainly, you know, we think that a delay line might exist because PG&E has been lying to us all along. But you know, people can call that 877-743-7378. The number is also on our website, stopsmartmeters.org. But they should also lock up their meters. Watch out for anyone installing these meters anywhere throughout Santa Cruz County. And if you see them, call the sheriff, call the police department, you know, ask them to enforce the existing ordinances on the books and to drive them out of the county. And if the police don't respond, you know, people need to take matters into their own hands and defend their communities and do what it takes and, you know, block trucks. And it's not okay for the utility to come in and force this on us. You know, people are really sick because of the program. And, you know, we don't want to see the same thing happen in Santa Cruz County. And we just need to stop it before it rolls out.
As far as the locking meters, I looked on the back of where I live, and some of them are locked. But they could be altered again. You could just put your own padlock on. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, if there's a cabinet. A lot of people have been using upside-down Rubbermaid dish drainers, you know, to create a cage around the meter and then brackets around. So PG&E doesn't have the right to come in and, like, damage your property, which is, you know, the cage or the enclosure. They own the meter, and they have an easement to go read the meter, but they have no legal right to install a radiating device on your house that you never asked for, you never gave permission for. So people really need to refuse this and to stand up to them and let people on your street know. We've got flyers available to distribute. You know, we're going to be down at the farmer's market tomorrow at 2:30 in the afternoon. People can come by if they have any questions, talk to us, pick up flyers and smart meter free zone posters. They can donate to our efforts. You know, we really need all that. So yeah, that's what's going on. Tomorrow at 2:30 at the farmer's market, we'll be 2:30 to 6:30 at the farmer's market. We'll be passing out flyers, marching around, doing teach-ins about these smart meters, because it's something that Santa Cruz County doesn't need. Our lawmakers have, you know, seen fit to outlaw it, and for very good reasons that people should learn more about. So, you know, yeah, that's what's going on. You know, Santa Cruz County is basically one of the last places that people with electro-hypersensitivity who are hurting from this stuff can go, because the rest of the state, about 90%, has been already smart metered. So people are coming to Santa Cruz County, smart meter refugees from other areas of the state, and since this is the last place that doesn't have smart meters, you know, PG&E wants to come in and install here now. So we've really got to put up a fight. There have been people who've been coming down from San Francisco and the Bay Area to help out with the civil disobedience and build the movement. And you know, I think there's more and more people every day who come to us and say, I'm willing to risk arrest to stop this program. Let me know where the trucks are, because I'm going to sit in front of them. So people are really stepping forward. It's fantastic.
Now, Josh, you can opt out of the system, right? But there's some costs involved.
Well, there's a proposal before the CPUC, and before I say, you know, before I go on about the details about the opt-out program, it's important for people to understand that opt-out is not the solution. That, you know, you can opt out your home, but your neighbors will be just as close as your meter. And it's the whole, it's like the community saying, we don't want this. We don't want the whole mesh network of all these meters sending pings to each other every 5 seconds and, you know, zapping us with this microwave. So you can put yourself on what's called the defer list now by calling that number, 877-743-7378. That's PG&E's toll-free line. And they'll say they'll do their best to you know, not install the smart meter, but it's no guarantee. So that's why we're encouraging people to also
right.
lock up their meter. What's going on with the opt-out proposal is that PG&E submitted a proposal, a plan, to the Public Utilities Commission. That's expected to be decided by September. It's going back and forth in the court. And essentially, they would charge you, they would still install a smart meter. So we call it their cop-out program, not their opt-out program. They would still install a smart meter, and they say they would. You'd have to trust them to turn off the radio, the transmitter on the smart meter, but you'd still have all the privacy violations, the you know, fire safety issues, you know, and possibly some of the health issues as well with the switching mode power supply, which is part of that meter. Basically, uh-huh. it allows them to remotely shut off your power whenever they want to for whatever reason. So yeah, if this plan goes forward, it's like hundreds of extra dollars.
Yeah, how much more is it a month? It's like
$20 more a month, $270 initial fee, and then if you move out, you have to pay another $200. I mean, it is absolute extortion, and no one should pay a penny extra to
PG&E. Right.
I mean, the fact is we're already paying hundreds of dollars more on our utility bills every year to pay for these smart meters that they even didn't ask us whether we wanted, that like they just hatched this plan. Made billions and billions and billions for the smart grid companies, you know, and they're screwing customers, basically.
So you said that there's a new ordinance. You were saying that only the county will enforce it, that Santa Cruz and Capitola won't?
Well, the situation is that the county council has threatened enforcement action to PG&E and Wellington. PG&E said, we don't recognize your authority. Capitola took a vote the other night which said they would not prioritize enforcement of the smart meter ordinance, which is, you know, I think rather cowardly of them. I think they really need to stand up for their constituents mm-hmm. in Capitola. City of Santa Cruz does not have an ordinance, although they have sent a letter demanding a halt to the program because of concerns. But that's something that the people in the city of Santa Cruz should take up with their council if they want, you know, the council to pass an urgency ordinance. As the other, you know, as like many, about a dozen other local governments have done throughout the state, they really need to speak up at council meetings.
You were there tonight, weren't you?
No, actually, I was doing an interview with Southern California Radio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I think a few people. I know that a few people did go this evening and speak out for some ordinance. But it's really sad that you know that the city of Santa Cruz hasn't you know. Really gone as far as the county has in Capitola. You know, it's a center of environmental awareness, and I think that there was a lot of people who, when they heard about smart grid or smart meters, thought, oh, you know, this is fantastic. We'll reduce our emissions and mm-hmm. make it all smarter, and people will be more aware of their energy use. And you know, I mean, perhaps there was a lot of promise to it, but it's like people are getting hurt really bad right now by what's going on, and you know, people need to. The community as a whole needs to stand up and fight it, and really the sheriff needs to do his, you know, his job and protect the community from this, and people need to be in touch with him to make sure that they do that. So, you know, but again, if people see smart meter installations taking place anywhere in the unincorporated areas, anywhere in Capitola, anywhere in Watsonville, it's illegal, and it's certainly against the will, the stated will of the city of Santa Cruz and other places, so Scotts Valley. For example, so you know, people who live here should feel that they have the right to peacefully mm-hmm. get in the way of installations if they take place.
Is there any penalties in the ordinance for the PG&E?
It says whatever legal remedies authorized by law, injunction. But you know, I mean, if they persist in installing in the county illegally against the county ordinance, conceivably they could send out the sheriff and arrest these guys.
If they don't,
it's not the workers who really deserve it. It's the executives sitting in, you know, Beale Street in San Francisco that deserve to be arrested for violating the ordinance. They're the ones giving the orders. But you know, if it has to come to that, it might come to that. It's a classic case of local government, you know, versus corporations propped up by the state and national and federal government.
So it would also be good to film these trucks doing the installations, I guess.
Absolutely. Whenever you go out, grab some flyers, pass them out about the meter program, which we could supply. Grab your video camera. I mean, it's been a really a really valuable tool in documenting the movement so far and what's going on with the resistance to the smart meter program.
You know, I always timestamp when you do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
No. We're getting another call here. We may have a conversation.
A call in.
Yeah.
Hello?
We do get those sometimes. So the physics of it, PG&E claims it's only like 45 seconds, but that's split up into all these microbursts.
Right. You have 22,500 approximately. That's every 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. You have a microburst that translates to 22,000 a day. These bursts are stronger than cell phones. They're stronger than Wi-Fi or other sources of microwave radiation in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, PG&E's been saying, oh, well, it's only 45 seconds a day. Of course, that 45 seconds is spread out 24/7 every 5 seconds throughout the day. They neglect to mention that.
Mm-hmm. Hello, caller.
Hi. I have a method of, two comments. I used to be a meter reader back in the 70s, and so this is a cost containment issue relative to PG&E.
Sure.
You don't have to pay meter readers anymore, and that's one thing. But I have peaceful protest where you can encapsulate that meter in a lead shield. Then they can't ping. Mm-hmm. Or the lead will impede the ping from going out. So you're protected relative to the radiation, and you're getting your peaceful protest in there too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, caller, that's definitely a good idea. I think a lot of people have investigated various shielding options, you know, that exist. You know, so a lot of people have wrapped their smart meters in, you know, a lot of people ask PG&E, hey, I want this off my house, and when they refuse, they say, well, we're going to wrap it in aluminum foil with the shiny side in. I mean, people have done that, and to some extent that will block the transmissions, although, you know, I would express some caution doing that because there's been reports that these meters might actually ramp up. I mean, they have the whole electricity of the grid at their disposal, so they can, like, ramp up and blast and, you know, then try to get through the foil.
Okay. So then I could see then your insurance not paying for the fire that got started because you put up the shielding.
Well, exactly. And there have been a lot of fires and explosions reported from smart meters anyway without interfering with them. So, I mean, you know, you could experiment with that, but there's a possible risk involved, and people should be aware of that. But for some people who are suffering really bad, like they can't sleep or they're getting really bad migraines from the smart meters, that may be, you know, a viable option in the short term. You know, it's hard to say.
Test the degree of the radiation. What I did is I have a compass, and I tested the degree of electromagnetic radiation coming out of my telephone. And when I put it by my cell phone, it deviates by about 5 degrees. I went on the back of the building that had quite a few businesses in it, and it deviated by probably about 7 degrees. So there is electromagnetic radiation given off. That's a fact.
Yeah.
And it would just be interesting to see how much the compass needle would deviate. And if it deviates, that's factual information, objective information that you can take and say,
yeah,
this is emitting radiation.
I haven't heard of that particular test, but what we have gone out with an EMF analyzer.
Okay, yeah.
And, you know, what we're testing is far above anything else from Wi-Fi, cell phones. I mean, we walked down the street in Berkeley, and the thing that was apparent when you were measuring for this stuff, the thing that really stood out from the background, what were these smart meters that were, you know, pinging every 5 seconds?
Yeah.
And it's just not smart. You know, we just don't know what the long-term impact of
dumb meters.
Yeah, dumb meters, stupid meters.
Yeah, and it's just going back to corporate. How can we save a buck? How can we put mm-hmm. these people out of business, that is, the meter readers?
Yeah,
and
less jobs for Americans.
Yeah. Exactly, okay, in this economy. So, yeah, we're fighting it. People need to rise up and fight it and spread the word. And, you know, it's such a mundane subject. It's like a utility meter, you know. But when you the more you look at it, it's just like the worse it gets. This program is just like, you know, our analog meters were working fine. You know, these things were mm-hmm. solid state. They'd last for 80 years. You know, there were very few problems with them. And then they kind of come along and muck it up, you know.
Mm-hmm. There's been some fires associated with these too, right?
Yeah, there was a fire in, I think it was Vacaville, somewhere in the North Bay. Like, they put it in this really old house, and it zapped out the swamp cooler and burned this house, and this guy died.
Oh, man.
he died in the fire. There was a fire in Santa Rosa Mall, like a whole wall of smart meters sort of exploded, apparently, caught into flames. And every single time, you know, we'll call up the fire department, like, yeah, there were smart meters, they blew up, and then PG&E takes a hold of the publicity, and they say, oh no, it was it was just a electrical panel fault.
Well, you don't understand, it's new and improved.
Right, yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling in. Yeah.
Yeah, great. Okay.
So yeah, it's ugly. They're PG&E is basically violating the law left and right. You know, even the FCC, which is like notoriously, you know, reckless when it comes to endangering people with microwaves. They say, look, these are powerful antenna transmitters. You got to keep people at least 20 centimeters away. Like, that requirement is on the wireless authorization form from the FCC to PG&E, and like, there's no warning, you know, there's nothing. Like, people's kids are like sitting on these things in the backyard, you know. So it's really, really stupid and really reckless, and this corporation is like a sociopath, you know. They really are.
What do you think about the publicity campaign where they've been calling residences and saying that they're ready to come to their neighborhoods, so get ready, and all these, this kind of like,
yeah,
on the recordings.
They've been aggressive in actually doing polling in the Santa Cruz area.
Uh-huh.
They call people up and they try to gauge resistance. So they're like, basically what they're doing is they're prodding, you know, people, they're prodding communities and seeing, well, how much do they know about smart meters? Where can we install without resistance, you know, without getting people blocking trucks? And they're just go anywhere that they can, you know, that they can install. It's really sick. And you know, they're also probably push polling, talking to people about how safe the meters are and how wonderful and green.
Before you go, Josh, how did it work out in the neighborhood in Scotts Valley where you live?
Haven't seen them out here. They were installing in the neighborhood about a year ago before we shut down their yard at 38th and Portola. There's video of that on our site. They sort of pulled back from the brink. They didn't want arrest. They didn't want the publicity. So they went away for a year. Now they're back. They got their trucks back in the 38th and Portola yard. People need to be there and monitor it and, you know, and just keep tabs on it. Come.
Is there a phone number they can call if they see the trucks roll out?
Yeah, any trucks anywhere in Santa Cruz County. Any PG&E trucks installing smart meters illegally in the county, or Wellington
the trucks roll.
Sorry?
Because I live around the corner from there, so if I see the trucks roll, can I call you or something?
Yeah, call the Stop Smart Meters hotline at 831-440-9814.
440-9814.
Yeah, between 9 and 9.
Great.
And if anyone sees any trucks installing, they're Wellington Energy, they're white pickup trucks with a shell. They have Wellington Energy on the door. They might be using unmarked trucks or vehicles to try to evade detection. They might be using PG&E vehicles. But if you see anyone installing a smart meter or, you know, with a dolly and a bunch of boxes and meters, just call us right away, 440-9814. Let us know where you are, and there'll be people responding.
So about the electrical part of it, I mean, it runs every 5 seconds, but these are random. So as you walk down the street, you're getting hit like maybe every second or something.
Yeah,
right?
And some people who are electrosensitive can feel it. They say it's like a baseball bat upside the head.
Somebody was telling me, the guy we've had on before on electrical stuff, he says, since it's such a short pulse, it acts more like a particle than a wave, and waves are more easily tolerated than particles.
I don't doubt that. You know, the science that I've seen indicates that microwaves that are sent in short bursts have a more of an effect because, you know, it sort of triggers the body's fight or flight response. So we get into this, like, stimulated mode, and... you know, I think it has mental effects. I think it has biological effects, physical effects, and we've all sort of adopted Wi-Fi and cell phones without really thinking much about it. And this whole smart meter episode is really getting people to question the whole wireless thing. You know, it's really all of a sudden starting to look like a really bad idea. And also, you know, ionizing radiation is starting to look like a really bad idea, too, with all these nuclear disasters going on.
It's always been a bad idea.
That's always been a bad idea, you know. And so has, you know.
We forgot about it, though.
Microwave.
I know.
Yeah. So there's this, you know, all these nuclear plants being flooded in Nebraska.
Yeah.
We're not even hearing about that. So anyway,
well, you know, all those campaign contributions to our president from the nuclear power industry in Illinois.
Totally. When's the revolution, Pirate Radio?
We're always working on it. It's hard to get organized.
Can you get on with it already?
Well, you know, you could come in and help out. You're a pretty good organizer.
Yes.
We're tapped out. Yeah, if people can donate, you know, I know times are tough, but if you can donate or volunteer your time, that's all appreciated, and you can do that on our website, stopsmartmeters.org.
So your main tactic, though, is blocking the trucks and raising public awareness.
We want to raise public awareness. We work with the media. We, you know, we do, like, we've been doing, like, 6 or 7 interviews every day, getting out to the local TV and radio and paper. So, yeah, we're really trying to spread awareness about this because it's really important, you know. It's something that, like, you know, many years ago we thought leaded gasoline was safe and x-rays were safe and cigarettes were safe, and, you know, it's just one more
conservative
thing.
Politics were
safe. We were reassured about, and, you know, 10-20 years down the line it could be really bad, you know. It might not be, but all indications are at this point that it's going to be really bad, and we have a choice to prevent that now.
Mm-hmm.
So we can keep smart meters out of Santa Cruz, or we can, you know, let them come in and deal with the consequences later, or try to get them removed, and that's very, very difficult.
Yeah, it's easier to stop them ahead of time and get rid of them once they're there.
It's not enough to opt out, you know, for your household. We need to opt out as a community and as a city of Santa Cruz, as county of Santa Cruz, you know.
Yeah, why isn't that an option? Just opt out for the whole community.
Well, it should be, and that's what people are arguing at the Public Utilities Commission. But, you know, the machine keeps rolling, and, you know, people got to stop it if they don't want to see this. They don't want to see their privacy violated or their health endangered. You know, they're really reckless. They're just pushing full steam ahead, and they know people are getting hurt. PG&E and the PUC know that people are hurting from this program, and they're pushing ahead anyway. So
has this been happening worldwide? I haven't checked.
California is one of the early adopters. Yeah. So whatever happens here, I mean, you know, what could happen globally with the smart grid could turn on what happens in Santa Cruz over the next, you know, week or two. It really could. I'm not overemphasizing that, because PG&E is one of the earliest utilities to roll out smart meters. They did so in a very non-consultative. They didn't, you know, consult with the public, and we're seeing the results. You know, it's a disaster. And if no community that, you know, says sorry, you know, you're not going to push this thing on us, we're gonna do whatever is necessary to keep this out, then, you know, we've lost an opportunity. So I think people, you know, if they want to get involved, come down to the farmers market behind Logos in downtown Santa Cruz tomorrow. Should be a beautiful day, sunny, and we'll be handing out flyers and talking to people. And
so that's the 29th?
Having some fun.
Tomorrow's the 29th?
I believe so.
June 29th, 2011.
Yeah.
Because these shows get taped and stuff. One more question I wanted to ask you about the, can they tell what appliance is being turned on? Is there like electrical signature?
Yeah,
for
they can. They can tell.
Like a hair dryer?
Yeah, if you know, if you had a
you know where I'm going with this, right? They can tell if a woman plugs in a vibrator. Doesn't this violate privacy at the most?
Okay.
Yeah, they have actual charts where you can take analysis of a household's activities, and we're so, you know, you can see exactly what we're doing. Yeah, you can say, oh, from 8 to 8, you know, 8:10 or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the vibrator was turned on, and you know, then the bathroom light turned on, and then the microwave. And, you know, it's like, okay, well,
the freezer was open. Some,
you know,
chocolate,
many,
ice cream was consumed.
How many people are home? You know, when you wake up in the morning, when you're away on vacation, if you were at a particular protest,
mm-hmm.
all violations of civil liberties. You know, that's like basically really the private data, like what we're doing in our own homes, suddenly available to PG&E and all these corporations and the government
and the advertisers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's really.
That's
not
why they want to do this, because they want to resell that information.
Absolutely, Google is currently has a whole department salivating over getting all that information.
Report them to ICE. It's interstate gang activity where they're trying to hide their colors in those secret vans that don't say PG&E all over it. Get ICE on their ass.
He said, "Get ICE on their ass."
Anyway, well, cool. Thanks, you guys, very much for having me on.
Yeah,
it's great having you.
We are stoked, so what's, and thanks for doing this.
Farmer's Market. So you're not going to be out at the yard tomorrow? That's when the trucks will
roll. Well, you know, they're just toying around. You know, they were supposedly like decoys, these trucks that they parked there.
They're running decoys.
But I you know, whatever.
Aren't they the real trucks?
They are the real trucks, but they didn't use them Monday morning, and they haven't used them today. And we've actually heard no reports of smart meter installations.
You may have stopped
the fact
them.
That PG&E is claiming that they're installing. So, you know, the indications are that our protests have temporarily held them off, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But at any point, they could come in with like 300 to 400 vehicles and install the county within like a week or two.
Wow.
And it could all be over. So people need to realize how quickly it's going to happen if it happens. They need to be on their guard. And just educate yourselves about the issues, because, you know, what the popular notions about things like wireless technology, you know, aren't always right. And, you know, we go around with these assumptions, and something like this comes along, and you really have to question, you know.
How much power do they draw? I mean, is it going to be on everyone's bills?
Yes, that's a good question, yeah. The smart meters consume not an insignificant amount of electricity, and that's electricity you're paying for. So, you know,
you're paying for your own oppression.
Your own, yeah. And not only are you paying for the electricity to run the damn things, but you're paying for the electricity, or you're paying for the actual manufacture and distribution installation of the smart meter, and the junking of the old analog meters that were perfectly good in the first place.
So use less power than the meter, and then, you know, cancel the account and go off grid and fuck them.
Yeah. Go off grid. That, you know, a lot of people are turning, you know, to that conclusion, that the utilities are so bad. Like how you know, I mean, how worse can it get? They murdered 9 people in San Bruno.
Yeah.
They're maintaining a nuclear power plant on an earthquake fault in San Luis Obispo. Like less than 100
that miles. Is an option, though, Josh. Wasn't like Prop 16 or something allowed cities to be, you know, become independent from PG&E?
Prop 16 was a proposition that PG&E put on the ballot to restrict local government.
Okay,
from
that's
being
what
able
got
to do that.
Shut down. But you can do that.
Yeah,
Santa Cruz could just run their own.
Santa Cruz could and should run their own utility and tell PG&E to take a hike. And, yeah. And you know, that's where things are going.
Is there anybody working on that front? I mean, it's always best. You're basically at a war. They're hiding their vehicles or doing all kinds of military operations against you. So hit them on some other fronts or something.
Yeah, there's a lot of fronts. I mean, apparently the gas market's going to be deregulated soon, and people can choose which gas supplier they want. So, you know, if a lot of people defect from PG&E, that's going to send a message.
Yeah.
We need to have localized grid, localized microgrids, you know, where you just get together with your neighbors and generate the power on site and just use a hell of a lot less. I mean, we use so much electricity, just like keeping our surge protectors plugged in, and all the cable boxes and all the TV boxes, everything on standby. I mean, like entire bloody nuclear power plants are run, you know, just so people can keep their stupid little like LED lights burning. I mean, it's just so insane.
Well, PG&E does have a manual on how to remove energy vampires from your household if everyone ordered a copy. And
yeah, they also have a little insert in your bill that they were putting in the mid-90s that was like how to reduce your EMF exposure.
Don't get a smart meter.
Yeah. Influence the political process so that in 15 years your utility won't screw you.
Well, thanks a lot, Josh, for being on.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me. It's always good, and, you know, I'm happy to come on whenever. And people, you know, really need to wake up to this. This is a real threat to the community, very, very urgent that people respond.
Oh, yeah.
We need people to pass out flyers and, you know, just all your listeners, you know, everyone you know, just please mobilize people.
Right. Okay, we got the word out. We'll put a flyer right in this studio here.
Yes, so stopsmartmeters.org. The number to call PG&E for the delay list is 877-743-7378. And we're going to be down at the farmer's market tomorrow, Wednesday, the 29th, at 2:30 to 6:30. We'll have a big banner up, and people can come by and pick up flyers, pick up signs, spread the word, and we can do it. We can stop PG&E, you know, if everyone just pulls together.
Great.
Okay, you have a good night.
All right, you guys too. Take care.
All right, have a good one, Josh.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
And
we are calling to let you know that we'll soon be in your area upgrading your gas and electric meters to smart meter technology. With smart meter, you'll have greater control over your energy use and a better understanding of how to manage your monthly bill. There is no need to contact us about this upgrade. If you would like to temporarily delay your smart meter installation for any reason, please call 1-866-743-0263. That number again is 1-866-743-0263. If you have already called to have your installation delayed, you do not need to call again. For more information on the smart meter program, please visit www.pge.com.
smartmeters.org, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Stop smartmeters.org.
Yeah, that was a good comment from on the phone lines. And
okay. We just got a call from PG&E.